Tyler Crabb here, getting to know Pella Christian assistant softball coaches Allison Rebling and Corey Pickering. And guys, thanks for joining us. And first off, I know you guys play for Coach Varvis at the collegiate level. Now you're getting to coach with him here at Pella Christian. What's that like?
It's fun getting to see the different side of playing, like, for him and then coaching alongside of him. But there's definitely similarities in getting to see what he wants, knowing that as a player, and translating that over to the coaching aspect and kind of helping the girls out with that.
Yeah, I've definitely learned the reasons why he does so many things that he does, the little things that he likes to do and why he does that, because he explains it when you're coaching. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do this right here in this inning because I think this will help us. And then you relate that back to when we play at Graceland, and it makes so much more sense when he does, like, the little things during innings.
Absolutely. And Allison, you told me you're a senior. Corey, you're a super senior this year at Graceland. Obviously, your time in college is coming up short. You know, what's kind of your guys' plan after college and what you hope to do? And is that kind of lined up with where you kind of saw yourself growing up?
I'm planning to either teach second or third grade after I graduate around the home area, so around Fairfield. That is what I wanted to do when I was little. I always thought about being a teacher. I wasn't necessarily sold on it until I got to Graceland, but kind of had the idea.
I am the exact same way. I grew up, my dad was a teacher, so I've been around the school all the time, so I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And elementary, yeah, around that age is exactly what I want to do as soon as I get out.
And you're from Winterset. Are you hoping to be back in the area teaching around Winterset, or are you looking to, you know, branch out a little bit with that?
I would love to be in Winterset. It's an amazing school district for teachers, the little things they do, like, that I've seen with my dad. So, yeah, I would definitely love to be back in Winterset, but anywhere close by would be good, too.
Well, I'm getting to know you guys here a little bit, both being from Iowa. You know, I think one thing that people always want to know, Hawkeye, Cyclones, or different college team entirely. I know Graceland, obviously, because that's where you're playing. But, you know, when you look at, like, the schools like Iowa State, is there one that you guys have a lean towards?
Definitely Iowa State for me.
Yeah, and I will, when we go out, I'll usually wear Iowa stuff just to bug her. So I don't have a preference. I like both. But if it's with Allison, I'll usually wear my Iowa stuff.
And Allison, you mentioned Iowa State. Why Iowa State? Corey, you say you don't necessarily have a preference. Is there a college team that you do have a preference for, and why?
I wouldn't say I really have a preference. I watched some UNI stuff, but that's from my dad. He would pick UNI over either, so usually I go with whatever one he picks.
I've had a lot of family go to Iowa State, so that's kind of always been the school to support. And just watching, like, their different athletic programs, and big fan of Brock Purdy, so.
Right, that's always that's a pretty solid reasons right there. Yeah. You know, just getting to know you guys a little bit better here. You know, what was, like, the last big TV show that you watched, either through Netflix, on TV? What was the big TV show?
I think the last one I finished was The Originals, which is, like, the second one after The Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
So
I think mine was New Girl or The Office.
Those are good ones.
The Office.
The Office is one that I've been watched quite a few times in college. So, yeah. You know, no complaints on that one. You know, what are some family traditions that you guys maybe have, you know, back in Winterset or in Fairfield or something like that? Or what are some things that you and your families do that you think are kind of unique potentially?
We always get together for the 4th of July, always celebrate that, and shoot off our own fireworks at my grandparents' farm, so that's always a big thing for us. We have some July birthdays that we also celebrate, so that's kind of one holiday that we all get together for on my dad's side. And then every summer at the end of July, after, you know, softball's all over and stuff, since my dad was also coaching, we always go on vacation out west, so Montana, Wyoming area, so yeah.
I'm actually the exact same way. My mom and I go on road trips out wherever, west, south. We went to Canada one year. Usually dad stays home. That's his own vacation. But it'll be my mom, my sister, and I, and we'll go out west. But I think our favorite family tradition is family dinners on Sundays.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you mentioned the families and stuff like that. You guys have any siblings? And if so, how many? And how long do you get along with those siblings?
My answer is short. I'm an only child, so no one else but me.
Okay. I have one sister. She's older than me. Well, when growing up, we butt heads a bit. You know, she would wear my stuff. I'd wear her stuff. So, but I would say that now that we've grown up, we've gotten a lot closer.
And I feel like that's always the case. But, you know, who are some people you guys look up to, whether that be playing softball, you know, in everyday life? You know, who are some of those role models that you guys have?
I definitely say my parents. In the softball aspect, definitely my dad. My dad played men's fast pitch. So growing up, I got to watch him do that and go to all of his games, which was really fun. That created a very special bond getting to have him as my coach and kind of get me into pitching and be my pitching coach all my life. So I definitely say him. And then my mom, just looking up to her for how she's also a coach. She coaches volleyball at Fairfield. But just looking at how she's a very positive role model, and seeing how she handles work balance and coaching, because she's very work heavy related. So just kind of the balance between that and getting to see her be a very positive influence for the girls.
I would definitely say my parents too. My dad's the reason I'm going into teaching. My mom is absolutely one of the sweetest people ever. And she, from where she was when she got together with my dad to where she is now, is insane. She was working in radio, actually, but now she works at Wells Fargo and just changed her dream to do what she loves to do now. And my dad, of course, has coached me my whole life, so he's always been that person pushing me. So I would just love to be like the both of them.